Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are working to get State Senator Dora Drake to join us for an update on where the state's biennial budget negotiations stand. I wanted to talk as we await her arrival. As we do that, I wanted to address the fact that the Senate markup of the big, brutal bill is moving. It has been released. There has been closed-door negotiations amongst the Senate Finance Committee chair and his GOP colleagues over how far exactly to go in revising the House's version of that big, brutal bill. Again, recall that in the last week and a half, new estimates have been coming out of the Congressional Budget Office, again, a nonpartisan office that is its sole function is to analyze legislation for impacts. New data coming out indicating that these cuts, again, especially to Medicaid, are going to be incredibly severe. Apparently, the Senate markup is looking to expand upon the cuts to Medicaid. It is not known whether or not the Senate Finance Committee chair has the votes to move the markup forward. Again, they're rushing to try to meet a self-imposed deadline of having a bill that has been passed by both the House and the Senate on the president's desk before the July 4th headline. Holiday. There's a deadline. It's not a headline. It's a holiday and the deadline, July 4th. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to talk about a few of the items that have been reported today by Politico that are alterations between the House version and apparently what has been negotiated amongst the Senate Finance Committee chair and his GOP colleagues. First and foremost, the Senate plans, at least the markup as being reported today, plans to dial back the what? Oh, yeah, the tax on tips or the we're not going to tax tips in overtime. Yeah, the Senate wants to scale back that tax break. So a tax break that seems to help working people but really won't in the end. Yeah, they want less of that tax break. So that is a key piece of that. Again, under the Republican Senate plan, the deduction for taxes on tips would be limited to $25,000 and the overtime cap, again, that tax deduction would be capped at $12,500. Those are lower caps than what the House version of the bill would have permitted. He's also talking about phasing out the green energy tax credits more slowly than what the House version proposed. There are rumblings that a few GOP senators are not pleased with that. Again, these are razor thin margins in both the House and the Senate. Recall as well that some GOP House members said, oh, I didn't get to read the whole bill and I wouldn't have voted for it had I been able to read the whole thing because it includes things like Congress saying they won't legislate artificial intelligence for a decade because I'm sure that'll work out well for all of humanity. Elsewhere in the bill, again, this is the Senate markup version of the House's big, brutal bill. It looks like he is also planning on lowering the tax on university endowments. There was a new tax that was being proposed. Again, all part and parcel of Donald Trump's attacks on higher education writ large, whether that is by cutting grants or attacking the universities directly. The House version had proposed a 21% tax. The Senate version maxes that tax on university endowments out at 8%. It is unclear in the Senate markup to date whether or not the $4 trillion tax cut plan, again, the bulk of that benefit going to the highest earners in the United States, the billionaire class, the top 1%. It is unclear at this time, based on reporting from both Politico and now The Hill, whether or not that Senate markup preserves all of the proposed tax cuts for mega corporations and the ultra, ultra wealthy that the House proposed. So this is a space to watch. They are on, again, this incredibly tight, self-imposed deadline. One Democratic senator, Ron Wyden, said this about the Senate markup. Quote, this is caviar over kids and Mar-a-Lago over the middle class. Senate Democrats are going to fight this with everything we've got. All of this has to be taken in the context of some recent polling. KFF, this is the Kaiser Family Foundation, released polling today that reported that 70, and again, this the first KFF poll on Medicaid was done about a month and a half ago. It reported that 77% of Americans support Medicaid. The KFF poll that was published today, that was out in the field over the last 2 weeks, give or take, that number has gone up to 83%. So what's different between now and, say, 2 months ago? Well, the big brutal bill itself and the fact that Americans are getting wise to the scam. Nobody wants to be the mark in a con. Nobody. It doesn't matter who you voted for. Nobody wants to have their pocket picked so that Elon Musk gets a bigger tax break. All right, I'm going to call that rich people welfare. Why are we giving welfare to rich people who don't need it? I don't understand that. So this change in the KFF polling data, I think, is remarkable. Americans, we're figuring it out. We don't want to be suckerized by the Trump administration. We don't want to be suckerized and made the mark in one of the world's longest cons by the current MAGA regime, whether that is in Washington, D.C. or in our state house. 77% to an 83% approval rating for Medicaid, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation polling. That is remarkable, and I think something that deserves our attention. This, in part, I believe we can show as part of this whole, including the No Kings protests. Now, we were talking a bit about the No Kings protests from this past weekend with Mayor Johnson in the last half hour of this fine program. If you missed any of that, don't worry. You can catch all of our old programs at civicmedia.us or on Apple Pods or Spotify Pods. We were talking about the No Kings protests, and I shared with the mayor this theory amongst political scientists that, again, if you get 3.5% of a population participating in a movement, that movement will then impact the government. That's kind of the litmus test. We have hit that number since Trump 2.0. That is where we are at. And I would respectfully suggest to you tying in yet another element of what has been this last week and a half of news, that not only are Americans getting wise to the fact that this is the reverse Robin Hood bill, it's the murder bill, it is the brutal bill that is going to take from middle class and working people and give to the ultra wealthy, they're getting wise to the fact that nobody actually wants this. People are in the movement now. We are paying attention. And so part of what you will see is when protesters start to hit those key thresholds, it means the movement, the resistance, is making a difference. And I think, my opinion, is that one of the reasons you are seeing the deployment of National Guard and active duty Marines is because Donald Trump, either consciously or otherwise, but certainly the people around him, know that the resistance is real. It is happening every day. And when you hit those threshold markers, like that 3.5% rule, the government will respond with force. And that is precisely what you are seeing. Donald Trump is trying to normalize this. He's priming the pump to send troops into blue cities. Why? Because the resistance is real, it is here, and it is happening every day. And I have just the woman to talk more about that with. We've got Senator Dora Drake, the amazing senator for the Senate District 4, covering big chunks of the city of Milwaukee and north and west up of the city. Welcome back to the show, Senator Drake. It's a real pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Maggie. It's always good to be back.
Oh, and it was so lovely to see you last week as well. What a nice surprise.
It was. That was the first time we were able to meet one-on-one. So it was great to meet you in person that way.
I like to say in three dimensions and not on these screens together. Let's just start with the state equivalent of the debate that's raging in D.C. What is your understanding of where we stand on the biennial budget process and what is coming next?
Good question. I think that's a question all of us are asking. So obviously joint finance has already stripped many things, you know, from what the governor proposed. And when I say members of joint finance, I have to say Republican members. I think the second day, like the very first meeting that they had for budget, you know, discussion and removal, they removed things on childcare, they removed things on Medicaid expansion, and even funding for our Black Historical Society Museum. So all these things, if you're talking about just basic needs that people need to safety, and frankly, what it means to celebrate our diverse, you know, culture here in the state of Wisconsin, it's a problem. And I think what's happening nationally should put us in a, we should be moving in a position where we're trying to provide some of those gaps, you know? And so right now we are still looking to see what members of the Joint Finance Committee will do, but it's unfortunate that they continue to strip out budgetary items that would ensure that every Wisconsinite gets the needs that they deserve.
Folks, that's State Senator Dora Drake from Senate District 4. I want to ask you, there was an incredible hearing yesterday in a federal district court in Massachusetts that's involved the NIH grants, and a Reagan-appointed judge basically said what Donald Trump is doing with all of this anti-wokeism is itself racism. It is itself discrimination. It is itself suppression of speech rights. It was pretty stunning language. I haven't heard something like that with that level of clarity from a judge yet. What was your immediate reaction? We got about 30 seconds, and then, of course, we'll have you back after we take care of some messages.
My initial thoughts are it's the truth. You know, a lot of these things, it is designed to go after those that have been marginalized, after Black and brown communities, and honestly, those that have just been disadvantaged. So it's not even just based on race, it's also based on class, too.
Yes.
So we're seeing that activate in many ways throughout these budget cuts.
Folks, we're going to work to get the senator clear so you can hear every word she's got to say, as well as mine. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We're going to discuss a bit more about Donald Trump's discrimination about discrimination when we return here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.